Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking of asking and needing some help, what if your best friend comes to you and says, hey, I want your honest opinion about this wedding dress. Do you like it? Do you think I should get it? Should you tell them what your real feelings are? 314-531-9898. Hannah's one of her closest friends is getting married, one of her besties, asked her about the wedding dress. Said, hey, she asked you about two different wedding dresses. Like, which ones do you like better, right? And you're like, what do I do? Do I tell her which one I like better? Because what if she does go to the different? It's complicated, right?
Yeah, it was complicated. She showed me two pictures, and I instantly started crying, like instantly at both. She looked stunning in both of them, but one of them in particular, I knew I liked more. So I had to decide, do I not say anything and let her pick? Like, this is her decision. I don't want to sway her anyway, because what if I told her, okay, this is the one, like, this is it. But deep down, she was thinking that she liked the other one more.
Yep.
So I didn't know what to do, but me being me, I had to be honest. And I told her, I was like, you know, Sydney, you look absolutely stunning in both of them, but dress number one
is the one?
Yes.
That's what you did?
Yep, I went with that.
AB, you're a maid of honor in two weddings. Mm-hmm. Did she do the right thing or wrong thing?
I think you did the right thing.
Right thing.
But it is weird to me because I kind of did the opposite a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I followed suit when I went wedding dress shopping with my best friend Elizabeth. It was like, you know, her whole family's there and then me and some friends. And I definitely liked dress number two that she had tried on. And she was deciding between one and two. Nobody there would tell her dress number two was better. So I didn't either. She ended up going with that one, which I'm so happy with. But I was sitting there kind of being like, why is everyone like acting like they like dress number one so much? Like, that one is clearly worse than the other one.
I feel like
I have to be a girl's girl and say I like this dress.
I would want someone to be honest with me.
They want your opinion for a reason.
Yeah.
So, Alex, you're getting married. Do you say yes?
Yeah, I think if they're asking you, you just be honest with them.
You guys are all so wrong. Every one of you are dead wrong. No.
Why not?
No, because when your friend tried on dress number two in AB situation, she knew it, right? She knew it as soon as she tried it on. When you hear it, if you're trying on the dress and you can't decide which one it is, guess what? It's the wrong one. Every person who's ever gotten a wedding dress.
Not if they're just a really indecisive person.
Nah, they always say, I knew it as soon as I tried it on.
Everybody says that, but that's not true.
Would you do it for her husband? Would you say, don't marry that guy? You would stay in your lane. You wouldn't do that.
No.
It's the same as the wedding dress. You don't do that because then all they will hear and see is what you said. They're choosing the dress. It's their dress. It's their day. They know it as soon as they put on. Everyone's going to call in. You guys could all start calling right now. Here's the number. 314-531-9898. You're all going to tell me you want to hear an honest opinion. But deep down, you don't. Deep down, you're just hoping for validation. You're hoping everyone likes the dress that you feel in your gut. And you say, whatever one they're trying on, number two is the one, we love it. But don't do that, because then all of a sudden you're going to be messing with her head. She knows the one she's going to get. She already knew it. She wants you.
No,
to...
she didn't. She didn't. She did not.
All right. Have you ever been married before? When you tried on the dress, did you know it as soon as you tried it on and you wanted your girlfriends to validate your opinion? Or did you really want to pick your dress as a group? And like, then we'll just pick our husband as a group too. All the big decision, we'll just do it as a group. 314-531-9898. Speaking of friendships, Hannah is the most honest friend ever. And one of her besties is getting married and goes, hey, which dress do you like better? And Hannah gave her opinion. She's like, did I do the right thing? Was I supposed to just say, like, whatever one you like, I like, and just validate her opinion? And I'm like, clearly, yes. When they put on the dress, they know it. And they just want validation. Now you're just going to mess with your friend's head.
Well, she actually didn't end up going with either one that she showed me. So
see, now you're stuck in the head that she's probably going to be thinking on her wedding day, did I get the one? I should have got the one Hannah liked.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you just did to her.
No, she ended up picking the perfect one.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, according to you.
Now you're lying. Now,
yeah. So which one was it? Was it the second dress or was it the perfect one now?
She went shopping again and then tried on one and that was it.
So she didn't even go with your opinion. So just keep it to yourself. She's not going to just keep it to yourself.
My best friend Elizabeth that I was just talking about is texting me. And she's the one that all the family members, everybody was just like, they're all perfect. They're all pretty. She's like, I wish people would have been honest.
Yeah. I think they're asked for a reason.
Well, yeah, but
another hot take. Another hot take. You know why they're all pretty? Because all wedding dresses kind of look the same.
That's
not true.
Brett, take
white,
that back.
White lacy gowns, they're all the same. They all look beautiful.
That is the most dude comment beautiful. I've ever heard
they're
on
all
this
beautiful.
Show.
But take, also, beautiful. They're all beautiful.
Your friend Elizabeth is, you know, she wants everybody to be honest because they all agree that that's the dress they want, the dress they already chose that she's already liked.
Yeah.
So she's fine with that. But what if everybody was like, I got to be honest, number two was better than number one.
All right, Kat, what do you think? Do you think you want people's opinion when they're wedding dress shopping or you're there to validate their already decision they've made?
Yeah, because I agree with you, Brett.
Thank you. Genius. I knew Kat was a genius.
No wonder you took this call.
Right. But I agree with you because it's all about what she wants, and you don't want to give her that opinion that she looks bad, and you know when you try it on. You don't need anybody. It's nice to have them validate, but in the end, you're wearing it, and so it shouldn't matter to anybody else.
Yeah, bride's day.
I wouldn't ever say that she looked bad, but, I mean, there's just one that looks better.
Exactly, yeah. This one, I prefer good this point. One over this one.
You can tell, like, when Elizabeth, your friend who's texting in, when she tried on number two, you, like, said it was obvious. You know the one she likes.
It was so obvious.
Yes, you know it.
Well, it was so obvious that it was her dress, and everybody just, like, stopped and was like, whoa. But then they still wouldn't be like, that's it. They were waiting for her to be like, this is the one I want. Nobody wanted to tell her.
See, if I was Elizabeth in that position, I would be looking for the hype. Like, if you're all speechless, like, okay, now I'm ready for the applause.
I'm bringing people with me wedding dress shopping who will give me an opinion.
But
me.
I'll give you.
That is me. It's just going to be Hannah.
True. Yeah, right.
Brett just said all of them look the same. Do not bring Brett. Yeah, you're uninvited.
Every dress looks great, beautiful. Jennifer, do you think that you should give an opinion on the wedding dress or just validate after they choose the one they know they love?
I think it's kind of a little bit of both. When I got married, I picked the dress that everybody else liked, and I spent years regretting that.
See?
Ooh.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
So I think you have to be careful about what you say to them because it could sit with them and they could choose a dress that they wouldn't.
Yeah, so like Jennifer's bridal party that you want to go dress shopping with, now, AB, you're like regretting it. Like, now maybe I don't want Jennifer's opinionated crew with me.
Well, maybe Jennifer invited people like you, Brett, who said they all look the same.
Yeah.
Jennifer, did you bring a me or did you bring a opinionated group of...
Hey, now.
It was all women.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. Let's get a guy's opinion on wedding dress shopping.
Oh, here we go.
That's what we really need.
That's
Chris,
what we need.
Chris, what's your opinion?
So I think if they're asking for your opinion, then they want it. But you got to be a little political about it, maybe with a caveat. Like, hey,
no.
I think you look gorgeous in all of them, but I kind of like this one better.
Chris, you're
smoking like... Yeah, you always got to season it up.
Chris knows what's up.
No, Chris does it. Chris, if a girl tells you, do I look fat in this dress, you're going to be like, well, she asked for the opinion. Yeah. And then watch Chris get punched in the face.
Right.
Chris, don't do that. If
no, he knows to season it up. He said caveat. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Throw a caveat in there, yeah.
You don't look fat in this. Your hips just look big.
Oh, right. God.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, there are certain things where you don't tell the truth on. And one of those is, does this wedding dress look great? Every one of them looks great. Which one do you want?
You know what? That's a fair point.
See,
I thought I had an idea, but no, you don't look fat in that dress.
Welcome to the right side, Chris.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.